like many of you, I'm working from home now and making sense of the new working from home tax rules. Well, that's bigger than me. So, of course, we're catching up with our expert, Michelle Maynard, Chartered Accountant and Chartered Tax Advisor. Good morning, Michelle.
Good morning, Mel. How are you?
Look, I'm good, mate. And, like, I guess lots of us working from home now and just trying to make the best of it.
I know, aren't we all? And it's certainly an interesting time. So the ATO have come out and decided to give us a hand to make things a little bit simpler, which I think is a really good idea to get us through this hard time.
Now, I know that as a chartered accountant and a professional, you can say to make it easier. For the rest of us at home, we're like, oh, no, what do we need to look at now?
Yeah, so basically, I'll step you through. It is really quite simple. You've always been able to claim working from home expenses, and there's a couple of ways that you can do that. But what the ATO have done is come out and said from the period from the 1st of March through the 30th of June, if you want to be really, really simple, all you need to do is keep a logbook of your hours that you've worked from home, and they're going to let you claim 80 cents per hour to cover all the costs of working from home. So that's your electricity, your heating, any sort of office equipment you've had to buy, stationery and printing. So that's the first and really, really simple way that we can do it. Keep a logbook of those hours for that from the 1st of March through the 30th of June, times that by 80 cents per hour, and that's the deduction you can claim. So that one's really simple. And anybody that's working from home can do that. So if there's two or three people working from home in the same place, you all get to claim that deduction. It's not just for one person. Yeah, which will be really, really good. However, that may not get you the best deduction. So I'll step you through the other couple of ways that you can claim you're working from home as well. The second way to do it is you get to claim a flat rate of 52 cents per hour, and that's basically just to cover your heating and your electricity costs. Now, if you claim the 52 cents, you're allowed to claim a proportion of your other expenses, so a portion of your home internet, a portion of your home phone. If you buy sort of a desk or a printer or, you know, anything to use from working from home, you get to claim the business percentage of that. So that may actually work out to be a better deduction for you, but you need to make sure you keep all of your receipts and determine how much of your usage is actually for business.
Yeah, so how do we do that? So I'm working from home now and I work, I think it's 7.5 hours a day. I've got a working from home agreement with my employer. So it's a contract that we've signed together. And I've purchased a printer, I've purchased a laptop, I've got all of that. But, you know, I use Facebook on my computer and I watch a bit of Netflix every now and again. And how do you work out exactly what percentage is
yeah,
work?
That's the interesting one, isn't it? So what the ATO have come out and said is to basically keep a mini logbook and diarise your use. And obviously we know that we do multiple things on our devices all the time now. So while there's no real sort of hard and fast rule, you need to be able to prove how you've come to your percentage. So for you, for instance, Mel, if you're working 7.5 hours a day from home and you're using your internet and your laptop and those things from that, and then you might say, okay, well, I use my laptop for maybe 3 hours each day for personal use and the rest of it I'm not using at all. So you get to claim the majority of that use is for business. So what I would say is take the 10 hours you're not using it, the 7 hours that you are using it for work, and make that your business use, and then just make the 3 hours a day you're doing personal stuff your personal use percentage, because the major reason you bought that device was to do your working from home. So you have to account for that private use portion, but the rest would be for business.
Oh, excellent advice. And as always, when it gets closer to tax time, it's important to talk to somebody like yourself, Michelle, because nobody wants a knock on the door from the ATO.
No, definitely not. And the key way to get around that is basically documents, documents, documents. Keep your receipts, you know, keep notes of how long you've worked from home, keep notes of what you do with things. The more evidence you have, you know, should the ATO ever come knocking, then you're going to have that evidence to back it up. And that's the key thing to get you through.
Is there a website or somewhere where the ATO have made it possible for us to go and just have a read?
Absolutely. The ATO website is full of information. Not only does it give you standard working from home deduction amounts, it also does things for different industries. So if you're wondering what it is that you can claim, now is a perfect time to have a look at that, just so you can make any decisions or get any receipts before the end of tax time. Because once 30 June happens, you've missed out for this year. So definitely have a look on the ATO website before the end of the financial year.
Excellent advice. Michelle, always a pleasure to talk with you, my friend. Stay healthy and we'll catch up again soon.
You too. Thanks, Mel.